Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Ed Abel is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. That's ablebusinessinstitute.com. Is that right, Ed?
That's correct, and we spell it A-B-E-L.
So check it out. All the things that Ed has to offer folks, you'll find right there, including his Business Harmony series that he's been talking to us about. And, of course, don't be sure to check out Ed's suite of information he's deposited with us over the years there at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed, I said something and we went to the break. You know, when a customer has floated you and you're they're really far out on the AR number days there, I think at that point, you know, you quit dancing around and you just tell it like it is. Hey, John, you know, I'm delivering to you. Is everything I'm doing okay? Are we doing a good job for you? Yeah. Well, but you're not paying me, and that's become a problem for me. I think there's nothing wrong at that point in just being blunt about it. What do you think?
Well, again, it's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's are you in the relationship with this client, and what have you done for the 90 days prior to that?
Right, that's a good point.
Where many of us get caught up. We're waiting. Right. So we wait 30. We wait another 30. We wait another 30.
So what you're saying is the first time they hear from us is when we come at them with a blunt language.
Exactly.
That's not a good thing.
That's really...
Which brings me, Ed, to the point about AR. When I'm talking about having this blunt conversation, it's because you're in the process. You may be in the process of writing off some of this AR, some of this stuff that may be uncollectible. You have to find out what's collectible and what's uncollectible, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, again, part of your judgment call on that is what's going on with these clients and where are you in understanding what's happening with your AR? Are you just opening your eyes to it now? Or have you seen your ARs running at 120 to 180 days on average for certain clients, and that's been the norm, and you're just starting to panic because your cash flow's drying up.
Right, right.
You know, or have is this something new? And then you better go check out how that client's doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all good, and you have to take those tests. But back to our December cleaning thing, Ed. If this person is not somebody we're going to write off, maybe you've made some progress with them. There is AR that may be on your books. The customer's gone out of business, or they just, you know, for whatever reason, they just never pay or whatever. They're on your books there. They've been there for a while. Don't you need to get that off your books? Don't you need to go ahead and write that off and take the deduction or whatever, and put it over into the uncollectible column?
Well, again, I think your research is important to make sure, you know, it's not collectible. A, did they go out of business? Did you stop really? It goes back to the squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you're not calling me for money and I'm tight, chances are I'm not going to be offering you my money.
Right, right, right.
But if you call me, I say, hey, Jim, I can't give it to you all now, but I could give you a payment plan.
Right. And that's the kind of thing that you can live with. But back to the cleaning thing, you've got to be asking these questions of your own records and of your customers. Another thing in the minute and a half we got left is any assets, Ed, that you don't need, anything, you know, a chair that you're not using, a computer that's in your graveyard, whatever it might be, get rid of those things, sell them if you can, liquidate them, get them out of your business and off your, you know, and maybe turn it into cash or inventory, anything like that at the year end. That's important, isn't it?
Jim, you know, it's that, you know that feeling you have when you've cleaned your home for the spring and it's kind of fluffy and everything's fresh?
Yep.
It's the same thing you're going to feel in your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
Let me just take one second. I know we're running out of time.
You got 40 seconds.
Just for the audience to realize, go through those eight main business components of your business at the end of the year and tweak them. Look at how you're executing on your bigger plan to achieve these goals. Make sure you're looking at each of those business segments, and we have 8 of them. Check them out. They're on our website at Able Business Institute. But you need, it's not just your AR, although we focused a little bit on that. It's also about your customer. It's also about your staff. It's also about what policies aren't working anymore that you need to tweak for the next year.
AbleBusinessInstitute.com, right, Ed?
That's it, ABELBusinessInstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. It's got some good stuff there. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us with this.
Happy holidays to you and everyone listening.
You too, and we'll see you next time. Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame, I'm the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back right after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.